Hello, my name is Nicole, and I want to welcome you to the final chapter of our eating disorder meditation series. You have come so far on this journey. I hope you have learned some valuable lessons along the way. I want to remind you that you can revisit these lessons at any time. You are always welcome and accepted here. Let's begin by getting into a comfortable position. As always, you may either sit or lie down. Do whatever feels right for you. Let's begin by taking a few deep breaths together. Inhale, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Exhale, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Inhale, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Exhale, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Inhale, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Exhale, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Take a moment to acknowledge any tightness or discomfort in your body right now. And direct your breathing into that area. Practice relaxing the spaces that feel tension. Sink a little deeper into the ground or bed or chair. Imagine you are becoming one with the earth. Eating disorder recovery requires a combination of self-awareness, self-compassion, and support. There are no quick fixes or easy guarantees. I understand this can be frustrating sometimes. Maybe you have struggled despite trying your best. Maybe you don't feel quite satisfied with your progress just yet. And maybe you're starting to doubt if things really can get better. Recovery can be a beautiful journey. It doesn't necessarily have a defined beginning, middle, or end. It can be much more fluid, more of an active, ongoing process of self-growth. It is not this awful enemy you need to fight or overcome. As we have learned, sometimes you just need to ignore it when it knocks on your front door. And as we've also learned, even if you do let it come inside, that doesn't mean you need to let it stay. It doesn't need to become a roommate. If it's a roommate right now, I want you to tell yourself, I can walk it right out the front door. Again, I can walk it right out the front door. Because you can, at any given moment, you can always, always make that powerful, loving choice. You can close the door on the eating disorder. And that doesn't mean it won't knock again. But as you stop answering, it stops knocking so much. The knocks might even become quieter. And your life might become so full that you can't even hear the knocks when they happen. Let's take a moment here to just lie or sit down and just breathe. In and out, in and out. Notice the thoughts or distractions that arise. If you catch yourself engaging with them, visualize them as leaves falling off a tree, and just watch the leaf fall without picking it up. It can just lie right there on the ground. The goal of meditation isn't to stop thinking altogether. Instead, meditation allows us to refocus and reframe our present selves. By coming back to the breath, you can ground yourself and tap into a greater sense of inner peace. It is a magnificent gift, and you can do it anywhere, at any time. You are an extraordinary person, full of resilience and strength, and you can have an open mind and open heart. I know you are ready for change. Everything in your past has led you right to this moment. You are on the brink of something new, something indescribably wonderful. Let that indescribable wonder wash over you like a warm shower on a very cold day. Breathe in and soak in the heat. Breathe out, imagining it washing over you again and again and again and again. Life can be wonderful. You are wonderful. Say it to yourself, I am wonderful. Again, I am wonderful. There may be some part of you wishing that your recovery felt different right now. I want you to imagine a big stop sign. It is bright red right in front of you. Now imagine you can turn around to a different path. Start walking down the path. There are flowers everywhere. Take in their colors, their size, their smell. This flower path is your new recovery path. It is the one you are choosing to take today. This is the path where you take care of your body, mind, and spirit. This is the path you've been destined to take. I know it is the right path for you. I don't know everything you'll encounter on this path, but I do know you have all the equipment you need. Imagine that you're still walking. Taking in all the flowers, the smells, the beautiful sights. Now imagine you start hearing your favorite sound. Maybe it's a song you love, the voice of someone special, the sound of birds chirping. Enjoy that sound for a moment. This is your soundtrack. The muse guiding you throughout this journey. This walk will still have its challenges. Life always does. But you can trust that these challenges will feel manageable. You can handle them with more ease and comfort. You can find the strength you need. Keep walking on this path. Breathing deeply and fully, deeply and fully, deeply and fully. Pleasant sounds filling your space. When you're ready, we're going to stop walking and imagine that you're taking a seat right on the ground. Visualize yourself lying flat on the soil, your eyes closed, the entire earth taking care of you, wrapping you in a massive hug. Picture that hug right now. You are always meant to be here, always meant to be worthy and loved. I hope you can carry this with you today and tomorrow and for many, many days after that. Stay on your walk. It will take you everywhere you ever needed to go.